Welcome to A Day's Journey podcast, where we are healing out loud. My name is Miyoshi Walker, your host. I am a multi-talented entrepreneur, author, event curator, and founder of A Day's Journey podcast. I have made it my mission with compassion and conviction to offer healing balm to those who have endured the weight of trauma and losses. Believing in faith, we all can have limitless lives in Jesus, that in faith we can be healed. So each week, I'll share heartfelt narratives and insights of testaments to the miraculous strength of faith and restoration of hope, with my heart desires to inspire countless listeners to walk the path of healing and embrace the limitless possibilities found in their faith journey. Let's get into today's episode to take a journey on A Day's Journey podcast. Hello and welcome back to another week of A Day's Journey podcast. I am Miyoshi Walker, your host, and here's to another week of what God has. And I'm going to apologize for missing last week. I was sick and under the weather. So if you hear, you know, some congestion or some things in my voice, I am finally at the last bit of, you know, whatever that was going on. But however, I'm glad to be back on this week. And this week, I'm going to discuss in this episode titled Navigating Emotional Turbulence. And I'm going to give strategies for managing that mental fatigue and emotional unease. So again, welcome, welcome, welcome. Again, make sure that you download, share, and leave a review on Apple Podcasts so that these messages can reach more people. And if you have any questions, you can send them to adaysjourneypodcast@gmail.com. So let's get into the episode. So I am going to speak on or discuss or talk about navigating emotional turbulence and giving those strategies for managing that mental fatigue and emotional unease. And so in this episode, we're going to explore, you know, the strategies for coping those mental fatigue and emotional unease. We're going to delve into various tools and approaches that assisted me during these challenges as I navigated through them, and just offering some insight scriptures and some quotes along the way so you can utilize towards your emotional resilience during your time as well. So I'm going to say that I don't know what it is about the fall, but during the fall, my momentum and my body and my mind and everything just seemed like it's just all over the place, or I feel unease because I don't know if it's because I know it's towards the end of the year and I have, you know, these long lists of things to do that I know that I have to, you know, handle. However, you know, the same things can happen throughout the year, but I'm more at ease with it. So I don't know what it is about this time of year. And so I began to pray about it, and then I was led to speak about it. So with understanding mental fatigue and emotional unease, I know that I was in a space last week of just feeling, you know, unmotivated, and my thought process was just, you know, it felt like it was blank and that I just could not finish tasks. And so I had to make a conscious decision that I had to, of course, go down my list that I make and just check off things and to, you know, actually just set a timer for me to be able to focus and to do the things that I needed to do these last couple of weeks. And so with that, I'm going to start out this episode with affirmations. I had to, you know, remind myself the purpose. I had to remind myself of why I was doing something and then mentally where I am. So I want to share three affirmations regarding the mental fatigue and emotional unease. So I want you to affirm to yourself, I am worthy of self-care and nature. Through prayer, I find solace and strength in scriptures guiding me towards inner peace and tranquility. I embrace self-compassion, allow myself to rest and recharge. Through prayer, I connect with divine wisdom, finding comfort and renewal in scriptures that affirm my value and well-being. I prioritize my mental health by practicing self-care rituals. In prayer, I seek guidance, drawing strength from scriptures that remind me of my inherent worth, having the sense of wholeness and resilience. So with those affirmations, you are deeming yourself worthy of self-care and nurture. You are embracing that self-compassion, allowing yourself when needed to rest and recharge. You are prioritizing your mental health by doing those self-care things. You know, I said rituals, but at the same time, it's those things that we do for ourselves for self-care. And then we have to add in that component of prayer to seek guidance and draw strength from God and scriptures to remind yourself of your worth and, you know, to foster that sense of wholeness and resilience to continue to keep on. And so affirm those things with yourself as needed. And so I'm going to share some strategies for coping with those emotional turbulences that can take place and that can happen over time, or, you know, I don't know if you have it all the time, certain time of year, or just whenever. So the first thing, you know, I had to learn is just to just remember to just stop and breathe and be mindful. And so when I looked, you know, a meaning up for that, the thing that I got was grounding techniques. So grounding techniques is just slow breaths, mindfulness, you know, finding your safe place. You might take a walk to name a few, but maybe you can explore like taking deep breaths and just breathing in and out, relaxing your mind, body, and soul. Doing those grounding methods and allowing those practices to center yourself during those moments of heightened emotional stress, you know, it can be helpful. You know, maybe you have to step away from that project or that thing that you're doing, or when you find your safe place that you like to meditate and be able to release those things. And for me, I have a space that where I can meditate on the word of God, meditate and just listen to God and pray to him. And so, you know, I found my safe place and where those things do take place. I begin to just step back, step away, and breathe. And for me, you know, I have, I don't necessarily, you know, go out to walk, but I have a walking pad that, you know, if I want to hop on, I can hop on, you know, up, you know, for a few minutes just to digress and, you know, relax and get some exercise in. Or maybe I start out in the morning, you know, on the walking pad and, you know, and just doing and incorporating those grounding techniques within my lifestyle of, you know, of my daily task or my weekly task of whenever I'm feeling, you know, that emotional unease and that mental fatigue. Because as I always say, we are pulled in so many directions, you know, inundated with so many things and have these tasks and these lists and, you know, meet and greets and, you know, meetings and all of these things while still trying to become better. For me, I still have to be a wife, you know, and I still carve in that self-care of doing things that I would like to do for myself. And, you know, also family time, because family is important to me. And so here's the scripture to support it. Psalms 46 and 10, it says, "Be still and know that I am God." So this can just relate to the sense of calmness and knowing that sometimes we can be still and know that he is God and that he has whatever situation under control. We can stop, meditate, and pray and ask him, give us guidance and direction as needed in the situation, because he will provide it. And so Psalms 46 and 10 says, again, "Be still and know that I'm God." And then the second thing is just being revived, by exercise or activity, connecting it to your emotional well-being. Because I know when I do walk, or if I do get a chance to go outside to walk, it's definitely, refreshing, and I do feel better and I have more energy. So I'm going to share this quote. It says, "Exercise is a celebration of what your body can do, not a punishment for what you ate." So let's incorporate some type of movement at some time, because sometimes, you just need to rejuvenate yourself by doing an exercise, whether you're getting up and you walk around in a circle in your home, and or go for a walk, up and down your driveway, or go take a walk at the park, or whatever it may be, and then come back and just engage in some type of movement so that you can be revived physically, mentally, and you can move forward in that way. And so the other thing I would like to highlight is just adding in those practices where you can benefit from, surrendering your worries. And one way that I do that is through prayer and writing in my journal, and also adding in writing in my Heal Out Loud grief journal. Because we go through so many things daily, weekly, monthly, and throughout our lives. And so for me, my Heal Out Loud grief journal allow me to express myself through those prompts that's already there, even if I, just my brain is cloudy and I can just do a word dump or an expression dump into the journal. And if you don't have the Heal Out Loud journal, you can, have your own personal journal, notebook, or write it in your notes. But to journal, it allows us to process our emotions and thoughts effectively. And in Philippians 4, 6 through 7, you remember it says, "Do not be anxious about anything." So we should surrender our worries over to God, and we can write them out to, in a sense of letting them go and allow them to just be released unto Him, and knowing that He can do all things, and we don't have to be anxious about anything, and we can allow Him to handle it and take away that worry, take away that pain. And so the other important thing is to build those support systems. I always express this, because the importance of those support systems, like your friends and family or community that you're a part of, I feel like connections are important. The support is important, because when you don't feel like saying a word, or you can't make it through or see it through, you have your family, friends, and community to give you the support that you need. And I'm going to incorporate this quote by Brené Brown. She says, "Connection is why we're here. It's what gives us purpose and meaning to our lives." So connection, we're made to connect. We have purpose in connecting with each other, whether it's to help one another out for a purpose, or whether it's for a season or for a significant cause. But however, connection is necessary, and it's what gives us purpose. Because even if you are introverted and you're, not much of a people person, some type of way you have to make some type of connection with someone at some point in order to, be effective and do the things that's needed. So build those support systems, those support networks for you, in order when you become uneased or you having that mental fatigue, and you can reach out and say, "Hey, can you pray for me, or I need support in this," and you have, those connections and networks that you can reach out to. And then the other thing is to establish healthy habits. So we have to have that choice in that lifestyle of, our mental health, and that includes having that balanced nutrition, that adequate sleep, and limiting, our intake of substances of, I don't know if you're a social drinker or, whatever you choose to do, but however, we should limit it and produce those healthy habits. And I know that, the new year is coming and everyone makes, those resolutions of, oh, I'm going to get healthy, I'm going to do this, and then we do that and then we become burnt out. But if we make it a lifestyle and a habit of making those choices on that mental health and promoting that balanced nutrition, because that balanced nutrition equates to healthy brain and not being, so foggy because you're eating healthier and cleaner. And when you get the adequate sleep, you feel more energized and you can, be able to balance out those tasks that you have to do throughout the day. And when you can do that, it's very healthy, and that's establishing those healthy habits. And so I'm going to share this quote. It says, "Self-care is giving the world the best of you instead of what's left of you." And I'm going to read it again. "Self-care is giving the world the best of you instead of what's left of you." And because if we don't promote or have that healthy habit of self-care and taking care of ourselves mentally, emotionally, and spiritually and physically, how are we to pour into others or be present for ourselves in order to produce the things that we need to do for that purpose or for our purpose? And so I encourage you to, incorporate those healthy habits and get that lifestyle of, that balanced nutrition and adequate sleep. And I can say honestly, I'm on it again and off again, but I mainly is more conscious of making better decisions unless I just have that craving. And so, I know that we all have habits of, good rich foods or just, experiences surrounding food. And that's how we, sit around the table and we show love and different things like that. But if we can make healthy habits of it, it's nothing wrong with, doing it often. And the other thing I would like to mention is that mindfulness and meditation. When we meditate, meditate by just praying and listening to God, or telling God your heart matters or the things that's on your mind or that you feel or how you feel at that moment, in that moment, because in moments that's available to us are all doors of opportunities and moments. And so we should want to be present at all times and mindful of being present at all times and practice those things. And when you meditate, there's different ways, meditate what best fits you. But however, add that into the equation of, having, into your toolkit and your and the part of your coping mechanism, add that component of, that mindfulness and meditation, and meditate, on those things and have those mindful practices. And so when we reframe our mindset, we can reframe those negative thoughts and replace them with positive ones. Have a different perspective, a positive perspective. We can, continue to, fill in the space of not talking negatively to ourselves, or exhibiting that when we're talking to others, or a situation that's not going the way that it need to. We need to just, have and reframe our thought process and our thoughts in order for it to be positive. And when I begin to do that and just, look at any situation, the bad situations, and look at what positive I can get out of it, my mindset shifted, and I began to think differently and speak differently regarding, the situations, instead of being negative all the time about it or feeling defeated already. Because when we can reframe our mindsets to be more focused on what we can draw from it, or what we can gain from it, or how we can learn from it, reframing those negative thoughts and turning them into positive ones and positive perspectives, it makes a whole difference in the world. And so when we begin to create an environment, that can be, like a sensory smoothing of our, emotions, because at the end of the day, I love music. It just relaxes me. I can listen to all genres. I can just, I really like mellow, but, depending on the mood, or you can light a candle or just have other sensory experiences that you like. And so those things that, can calm you down, give you a sense of relief, allow you to, change your environment, because sometimes when it's heightened and hostile, and I'll put on, it just depends. Like, if my husband and I have a disagreement, I put on gospel music or I put on, some mellow music. It just changes my mood and just have me to think differently and respond differently. And then I can, know how to respond or where I see fault in myself and what I can do different and how I can do things differently, or where the shift need to change or what needs to happen in the situation. And most importantly, with prayer, during that moment, I can pray to God and ask him, what direction I need to go. How do I need to do it? Because when I'm more calm, you're more receptive when you're more calm than when you're angry. You're not really receiving what you need to receive. And so with that, Isaiah 41 and 10, it says, "Do not fear, for I am with you." So this is giving us a sense of strength and reassurance through God, because he said, "Do not fear, for I am with you." So to me, I know that God will never leave me nor forsake me. And when I become fearful or unsure, I know that he is with me. And so we have to know that, find what works for us in those moments. And then last but not least, I always mention, if you need the professional assistance through counseling, therapy, or whatever is needed for you, that you seek that guidance that's beneficial to you in order for you to get the support that you need during those moments, because everybody can't do it alone. Some individuals need, the assistance when you're going through that mental fatigue or emotional unease, So seek out and pray about that professional assistance if you need it, and ask him to lead and guide you on who to choose and if that's the right person, and allow him to lead on your heart and mind. And because, when I'm thinking about those things, I just want to ensure that, that we can apply those things to become better individuals, better, disciples of Christ. And so I want to delve more into more on the topic. So when I spoke of those grounding techniques, some of the grounding techniques of, what worked for me was those breathing exercises. I would just pause and I would breathe in, breathe out again. When I'm feeling fatigued or emotionally unbalanced, I start just breathing and taking a deep breath and just stepping back, as I stated, and just, be in the moment. That calms my body and my mind. And then I focus on those the breathing, and then I can regain that sense of balance. And so when I did that, I did feel, a sense of relief. But do it work each and every time? Perhaps not, but more times than most. And so, in terms of those mindful sensory techniques that, I mentioned, you can also, consider, having a warm cup of coffee or a texture blanket or just listening to that calming music, because these sensory distractions can just lift the focus of just that and distress you from those thoughts for some people, and provide a sense of stability and comfort during those moments. You know how, like, a warm, that cup of coffee that you first taste in the morning, it just give you that calm effect, or that tea if you're a tea drinker. And then I always like the sense of, just having that soft blanket. I never paid attention until, even when it was warmer outside, I would still just have a little soft blanket across my legs, and it just gave me a calmness. And again, the component of listening to music, it always calms me. And so those are sensory distractions that help me during, those unease moments that where I can cope with things better by just, focusing on calming down, relaxing, and then going back to the situation. And then I just would like to encourage you, I'm a journaler, so I'm going to always speak on the journaling. Just to take a moment and journal about your feelings without judgment. Write down what causes you unease and imbalance. Express your self-compassion by acknowledging your emotions and offering yourself that kindness that we probably leave out most of the time. Reflect on those experiences that or things that you're grateful for and shift from them, being negative to positive of gratitude. And having that gratitude is just, implementing how grateful and thankful you are for just a little or just a little of relief. And so with that, it's very important if you feel like you cannot cope with this on your own to reach out to your supportive resources. If it's a trusted friend, a therapist, a counselor, a support group, or whatever it is that fits your need, share your feelings and experiences with someone that can provide comfort and perspective and ease your emotional unease and fatigue. Because sometimes seeking guidance or have a listening ear can help you regain that balance when life feels overwhelming, just to get it out of your mind space and just to share it, just make sure you connect with those supportive resources. And, so again, I'm going to leave you with those scriptures, Philippians 4, 6 through 7. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your request to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your heart and your minds in Christ Jesus. And that's Philippians 4, 6 through 7. And Isaiah 41:10, it says, "So do not fear, I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." Again, Isaiah 41:10. And these are the NIV versions. Psalms 46:10, it says, "Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth." And so sometimes we just have to be still and know that He is God and that He can change the trajectory of our life at any moment. And that's Psalm 46:10. Matthew 11:28 through 30, it says, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest in your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light." And so that's Matthew 11:28 through 30. And so those four scriptures, you can apply them in your life as you're navigating through, this navigating your emotional turbulence and, managing your mental fatigue and emotional unease. And so when we do that and we surrender ourselves to God, we can find that peace amidst life challenges and those emotional struggles. And so when we begin to incorporate those strategies and apply those tools into our daily routines, we can, conquer those things. Because I'm going to leave you with this quote: "You are stronger than you think, and your journey to emotional resilience begins with small, intentional steps." So you are stronger than you think. And this journey is a journey of, positioning us for our purpose. And so I want to thank you for tuning in and just know the importance of self-care. And please make sure to tune in and listen to the future episodes of, the Day's Journey podcast. And so, I hope that these techniques and these tools that I have imparted, you can apply them to your life. And again, make sure that you share the episode with others. Have a good rest of the week. Are you looking for a safe outlet to write your emotions and thoughts down, whether it's daily, instantly, or ongoing? If so, the Heal Out Loud Grief Journal is exactly what you need. I invite you to purchase this journal on Amazon with dozens of others that have found this beneficial to their healing. This journal can be a beneficial tool to assist you in your healing journey. Interested in working with Miyoshi? Send requests to adaysjourneypodcast@gmail.com to inquire information. Thank you for joining us. Remember, every step towards healing and wellness is a step towards a richer, more meaningful life. Let's heal out loud. And may you heal on your journey daily of becoming whole and free. If you have questions or would like to share your journey, please reach out to us at our email at adaysjourneypodcast@gmail.com or our social media channels at adaysjourneypodcast. Until next time, may you find peace, healing, and the unwavering trust in God's plan. Take care and God bless. Many blessings. Stay well and nurture your soul. I want to hear from you, your thoughts of this episode. Do not forget to leave a review on the Apple Podcast so that we can get the word out to others as well. We're healing day by day, healing out loud. Many blessings. Have a good rest of the week.